O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 25, verses 1 through 14. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to 25 by Red Rocks Worship. Soothing guitar provides a calm backdrop to one soulful voice. Gradually, a second voice enters with a parallel harmony. A third voice is added on the second chorus, creating a beautiful triad that provides a soft aural palette through which to absorb the psalm's reassuring text.
Your love. Psalm 25, verses 1 through 14. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. Something that my wife Katie has teased me about since we got married is my vacation persona. Yes, apparently there's a persona. When we get away, especially when we go someplace relaxing, I become what she calls Vacation Nick. When I become Vacation Nick, all of the tension leaves my neck and shoulders, my eyes become brighter, my smile becomes goofier. She insists that all of these things are good, but none of them, unfortunately, are lasting. We can't live on vacation. That is not a state in which we can abide. This psalm, however, tells us that we can, according to verse 13, abide in well-being. Well-being doesn't imply vacation, but it is better. The Hebrew word translated well-being means pleasant, delightful, glad, or joyful. And we're told that we can abide in that state. And the word abide here literally means to spend the night sleeping. It's used, for example, in Genesis 19:2 to speak of Lot spending the night in Sodom. And what's the key? Verse 12 tells us, fearing the Lord. Those who fear the Lord, who love him, who seek to follow his commands, can abide in well-being. Now, does that mean that we won't face hardships? Absolutely not. In this psalm, David recounts various adversities, such as enemies, need of guidance, loneliness, and guilt. These are all things that we face as well. What does he do, though, with these difficulties? How does he handle them? Well, notice that he doesn't apply different answers to each adversity. Instead, he turns to one source of healing for all of these diverse pains. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. I take refuge in you. He doesn't address adversity with a prayer for better circumstances. Instead, he casts himself on God. When life is overwhelming, when it seems as though the bottom is going to fall out, this is where Scripture leads us, to God. We don't achieve internal calm by securing external calm. We find internal calm. We abide in well-being by looking to God. Thank you. Let's close now with this prayer from Gregory of Nazianzus. I am spent, O my Christ, breath of my life. Perpetual stress and surge and league together make long, O long, this life, this business of living. Grappling with foes within and foes without, my soul has lost its beauty, blurred your image. Did ever oak such buffeting from winds or ship receive from waves as I do now? Labor to labor, task succeeds to task. Friendship has bowed and illness wasted me. Do not forsake me, my strength, I beseech you. When the storms beat hard, I may have betrayed you, but let me return to you now. Amen.